In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ came as an invited guest to the wedding at Cana, and with his gracious presence, he brought joy and gladness to those who were there. Jesus is also with us who have gathered in his name to celebrate the word of God and prayer, the marriage of Armando and Holly. We are assured of God's gracious help and guidance in these words from the Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. God is our refuge and strength. He is our God forever and ever. May God be gracious to us and bless us. Let us pray. Loving Father, we are grateful for your goodness to Armando and Holly as they share their joy on this special day. Look on them with favor, strengthen their confidence in your firm promises, and assure them of your abiding love. As your Son, Jesus, graced the wedding at Cana with his presence, so may he be with us who pray in his name. Amen. There are three portions of Scripture we're going to look at today, and the first one comes from Genesis chapter 2, where we see the institution of marriage. We see that God wanted to create a companion, and so he does by making two into one. From Genesis chapter 2, "The Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.' Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.' That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." The word of the Lord. The second portion of Scripture comes from 1 John chapter 4, where we see that all love, especially the love in a marriage, comes from one source. From 1 John 4. "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so, we know and rely on the love God has for us." The word of the Lord. The gospel lesson for today comes from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Here we see that anything that gets built, especially a marriage, it's good to build on the rock, and that is Christ. From Matthew 7. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially to you, Armando and Holly. Now I'm going to ask you to do something a little unique. Okay? What I want you to do is I want you to turn towards each other. Okay? You can hand your bouquet to her. There you go. And I can take your bulletin. All right, now I want you to look deep into each other's eyes. And I want you to imagine that you're both standing on a wet log in the middle of a river. How do you think that feels beneath you? Not too secure, huh? Have you guys ever seen those competitions where you have two people on a log in the river and you have to stay up while the other one might fall? Yeah. Right? You try to outlast each other? Yeah, that, and I'm not going to do that this time. Instead, I'm going to put a different spin on it, no pun intended. I'm going to have you support each other. So your goal now is not to outlast each other, but to help each other stand. Okay? So now, Armando, if you see that Holly starts to slip, what are you going to do? There you go. Good. Yeah. So go ahead. Put your hands on her shoulders. There you go. Good job. So now you guys feel a little more secure? But you're still on a wet log in a river, right? So what happens then if all of a sudden there's a torrential downpour that comes? But not just that. There's also a river. The river stream starts to rise up and threaten you. But not just that. Now you also have a gust, strong gust of wind come and try to knock you over. Now how secure do you feel?
Not very, yeah.
What's probably going to happen? Probably going to fall into the river, right? Yeah. If the goal was to stand, what was the first mistake you made? Getting in the river on a wet log in the first place, right? Okay. So now what I want you to do instead, now I want you to imagine that you're on solid, rocky ground. Tap your foot on the ground. Solid? That is how Christ wants you to feel in your marriage. Christ wants you to build on that solid rock, and that's Him, His work and His teachings. All right, you can face me. So as Jesus here describes in Matthew chapter 7, that is what He wants you to do. And it's so important to do that. So He describes two different people. He describes a wise man and a foolish man. And there's only one difference between the two. I'll read it for you again. Jesus says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." So what's the difference between the two? There's only one difference. It wasn't the house, that's the same. It wasn't the testing that came from the weather, that was the same. It was simply what it was built upon. It was the foundation. And that's why Christ wants you to build on Him. He is the rock-solid foundation that you will build your marriage on. And oh, what a rock-solid foundation that is. He had a perfect love that lived perfectly so that it covered up every mistake you've ever made. He had a self-sacrificing love that made Him give Himself up to pay for all of the mistakes we've ever made. And not just that, though. As Jesus says, these words of mine, so also His teachings, are the rock-solid foundation that you can base everything in your marriage on. And it's all centered in that forgiveness in Jesus. And you see that here as He says these words of mine. He's actually probably talking about Matthew chapters 5 through 7. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. So Jesus is here is giving many, many teachings. He's teaching us about how to honor the commandments, especially the commandment that protects marriage. He tells us to be the salt and the light of the earth. He tells us to love everyone, those in need, even our enemies. He tells us to pray and to honor God's word. He tells us all of these things, like don't worry, and that he loves you, and that to trust in his righteousness, to trust in humility instead. That's what he teaches. And so you can understand how that is also the rock-solid foundation that you're going to build your marriage on. It's all centered in what he did for you. And let me tell you, I'm going to break the news to you if you haven't heard it yet. You're going to need a rock-solid foundation because every marriage has testing. I know that since we had our premarital counseling, I know you're going to build a great house. You guys are going to support each other like you were just doing with your hands on your shoulders. You guys are going to be great. But there are going to be windy and rainy times that come that test the foundation of what you've built. In our counseling sessions, we talked about love and how marriage is an unconditional commitment to love. But there are going to be those times, those windy and rainy times, when maybe you're not feeling that love in the moment in your heart. And you're going to be tempted to not fulfill the action side of love and doing nice things for each other. We've talked about sacrificing and giving each other time. But there are going to be windy and rainy times when you're going to be tempted to take your own time ahead of the other person. We talked about in our counseling sessions how you want to have a good financial foundation as well, a good plan. And from our sessions, I know that you guys are going to have a good, wise plan going forward. But there are going to be those windy and rainy times when financial struggles start to try to undermine the foundation and what you've built. There are going to be windy and rainy times when you guys frustrate each other. There are going to be windy and rainy times when one of you sins against the other, you know, whether big or small. And so that comes the question then. What you have built, is it going to last? Is it going to stand? Are you going to feel as secure as standing on a wet log in a river? Or as Jesus says in the picture here, building your house on sand? No, you're going to be much more secure than that. Because you're building on the solid rock that is Jesus. You know Jesus and who he is. He's your Savior. He came to this world to forgive you. He came to this world to win that forgiveness for you, and that forgiveness is the center of everything. And so when it comes to the sins that you're going to commit against each other, well, guess what? You've got two sinful people being joined together. There's going to be sins and plenty of opportunities for forgiveness. Christ forgiving us helps us realize that all of our relationships, especially marriage, needs to be built on forgiveness. If you let those sins between you fester, that's going to undermine the foundation that you've built. It's almost like pouring a cup of sand down at the base of the house over and over again. Eventually it builds up, so sweep it out of there. Lean on his forgiveness and your forgiveness with each other. And you'll notice that forgiving love will trickle down to all of the other areas of your life too. You'll get into those times when you think about sacrificing time for each other, and you'll remember Jesus is sacrificing himself for you, and it'll just naturally happen. That same sacrificial love that he gives to you, you'll give to each other, not just in words and in emotion, but in actions, doing nice things for each other. When financial worries start to come, you'll realize, you know what, we're okay because of Christ's love for you. So that's what you'll get to build upon, and it is solid. Christ and his teachings are the solid rock. So now I want you to turn back to each other. Put your hands on each other's shoulders again. Okay, now I want you to imagine. Okay? Imagine there is a torrential downpour of anger and selfishness and arrogance that's threatening your heart. What are you going to do? Tap the ground. Tap it. Is it solid? You bet it is. Because Christ and his teachings help you see that those sins are foolish. When now you're going to have those times when the streams of worry are going to rise up and try to overtake you, what are you going to do? Tap the ground. Is it solid? Yeah, you bet it is. Because you know that God loves you. You don't have to worry about anything. And you know God loves you because he sent his son to die for you. Now I want you to imagine that strong wind is coming. And it's the wind of God's wrath coming, maybe even on Judgment Day, upon sin. What are you going to do? Tap, that's right. You're going to lean on Christ and that solid ground that he's built, because on that Judgment Day, you too will have shown that you have built this amazing house on this rock-solid foundation and this life that you share together. So may God bless you as you continue to build on that rock-solid foundation. Amen. You can sit. Look towards me now. You can take the bouquet back as well. Now may God's love guard and protect your minds and your hearts through faith in him. Amen. We'll continue now with the marriage rite and the marriage promises. Dear friends, when God in love created the world, he made man and woman in his own image and bonded them together in marriage. Through this blessed union of husband and wife, God established the family, provided for the physical and spiritual welfare of children, and fostered the peace and stability of society. God intended marriage to bring loving companionship to the people of his world. But because of sin, the joy of marriage was soon overcast with sorrow, and the harmony of family life was shattered by strife. Out of love, God sent his Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to take away the sins of all people. Everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness and is enabled by the Holy Spirit to live in peace and joy. God's love for you is boundless. He commands you, in response to his love, to love each other. Love is forgiving and enduring. Love shows itself in truth and faithfulness and thoughtfulness and understanding and patience and in kindness. Marriage furnishes a unique opportunity to put this love into practice. The pattern for Christian marriage is the intimate union of Christ and his church, which the Apostle Paul depicts in Ephesians chapter 5. After urging believers to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, he makes this application for Christian spouses. Wives, submit to, that is, yield to, work with and not against your husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. It is reverence for Christ on the part of husband and wife that lays the foundation for Christian marriage. You have come here to be united in marriage, which consists in your mutual consent, sincerely and freely given. You are now invited to declare this intent in the presence of God and these witnesses. Armando, will you take Holly to be your wife? Will you be guided by the counsel and direction God has given in his word and love your wife as Christ loved the church? Will you be faithful to her, cherish her, support her, and help her in sickness and in health as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
Holly, will you take Armando to be your husband? Will you be guided by the counsel and direction God has given in his word and submit to your husband as the church submits to Christ? Will you be faithful to him, cherish him, support him, and help him in sickness and in health as long as you both shall live? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
Join your right hands and make your promises to each other. I, Armando.
I, Armando.
In the presence of God and these witnesses.
In the presence of God and these witnesses.
Take you, Holly, to be my wife.
To be my wife.
I promise to be faithful to you.
I promise to be faithful to you.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
I, Holly.
In
the presence of God and these witnesses.
In the presence of God and these witnesses.
Take you, Armando. To be my husband.
To be my husband.
I promise to be faithful to you.
I promise to be faithful to you.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
Now exchange rings as a symbol of the lifelong commitment and abiding love which you as husband and wife have promised each other. Holly, receive this ring.
Holly, receive this ring.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness.
As a sign of my love and faithfulness.
Armando, receive this ring.
Armando, receive this ring.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness.
As a symbol of my love and faithfulness.
By their promises, Armando and Holly have bound themselves together in marriage before God and these witnesses. Therefore, I declare that they are husband and wife in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has joined together, let no one separate. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit preserve you in faithfulness, strengthen you in love, and guide you until life's end. You can do the unity candle now. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It is with this symbolism in mind that Armando and Holly will now join their flames together in the unity candle. Let us pray. Eternal God, source of love, help Armando and Holly to fulfill the promises they have made here today and to reflect your steadfast love and their love for each other. Give them kindness and patience, affection and understanding, happiness and contentment. Use their family and friends to support them in difficult days, that their love for each other may continue to grow as long as they live. Gracious Father, in your goodness, you bring people together into families and enrich their lives with abundant blessings. Renew the love of husbands and wives, parents and children, that they may strengthen and support each other on the way that leads to our heavenly home. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who also taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. And the Lord will be with you. Armando and Holly Rodriguez Vasquez.